For the first time, several former Mount Carmel employees are speaking out in an exclusive interview with WOSU about their former employer. They, along with Dr. William Husel, are suing the hospital system, defending the actions that led to their firings, and a Husel being charged with 25 counts of murder. WOSU's Paige Flager reports.
From the very beginning, the case of William Husel revolved around doses of pain medication. Mount Carmel CEO at the time, Ed Lamb, came out a year ago and said they'd fired Husel, a night shift doctor who worked in the ICU.
During the 5 years he worked here, this doctor ordered significantly excessive and potentially fatal doses of pain medication.
Weeks later, Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost called on the state medical board to suspend Husel's license.
It looks like we've got a serial killer on the loose with a medical license and access to fentanyl.
And in June, a grand jury indicted Husel on murder charges. But through it all, Husel has maintained he tried to provide comfort care, not kill anyone. He's pleaded not guilty to the charges, and now he has backup. 10 former Mount Carmel employees came forward in a lawsuit to say they never intended to cause harm to patients.
It's really kind of hurtful, obviously, you know, to hear these stories and then people think, why are they doing this at Mount Carmel? Well, we're not. You know, that's the craziest thing I've heard of, is that you would get a group of healthcare workers who have dedicated their lives to helping people to collude to such atrocities.
Beth Maciosi Quinn is one of the former employees suing the hospital system for defamation and wrongful termination. In each of the cases involved, the patient was on a ventilator to help them breathe. The family asked for life-saving measures to be stopped and for the tube to be removed. It's common to give pain medication like fentanyl during that procedure, but fentanyl itself has a side effect of slowing or even stopping breath, depending on the dose. Rebecca McNeil was a nurse and clinical educator at Mount Carmel for nearly 19 years.
So I taught the staff that, as I was taught by Mount Carmel's lawyers, that it was about intent. And I firmly believe that every single nurse that I worked shoulder to shoulder with would never intend to cause death. Our goal was to stop the pain and allow what we consider to be a good death.
At the time, Mount Carmel did not have guidelines or a cap on pain medication when removing the breathing tube at the end of life. Most hospitals don't have a policy for that procedure because doses are considered patient-specific. Richard Leader is a palliative care doctor at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Would there be a dose of, say, like pain medication, like fentanyl, where you'd be like, that's absolutely too high?
No. And that's one of the things that, you know, we think about in palliative care, particularly in this situation, is that there are no absolute limits to the doses of medication that we give. You know, our goal is to make sure that in this situation, the patient is as comfortable as possible for the short time that they have left.
Despite that, Prosecutor Ron O'Brien says his office, the Cold Case Unit of Columbus Police, and medical experts found Husel's actions prematurely ended the lives of his patients.
The expert witnesses we talked to said with certainty that a dosage at that level could not support any legitimate medical purpose.
The nurse's lawsuit alleges that the highest doses ordered by Husel were for patients with a high tolerance to opioids. In one case, the patient had been taking morphine for years for pain. In another, the patient came to the hospital after overdosing. In both these cases, patients received 2,000 micrograms of fentanyl.
2,000 is a lot. I've never personally seen that.
Mark Zhang is a palliative care doctor at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
There's certainly other options that we would think about when we're reaching to those high doses, and it certainly is not something that you would start off with.
Instead, he chooses to use smaller doses and increase if necessary. In a statement, a Mount Carmel spokeswoman says the claims made by the nurses have no merit. Quote, "We thoroughly investigated these events and stand by our decisions. Mount Carmel's focus continues to be on caring for our community." Former nurse and clinical educator Rebecca McNeil argues the nurse's focus was always on the patients and their families.
I would ask them to remember those last moments in the room And the weight on their shoulder was the nurse's hand, because the nurse sat there with them, sometimes cried with them, sometimes prayed with them, sometimes sang Amazing Grace, whatever it was, but was the nurse's who lifted that loved one over so that the family member could crawl in bed and hold them for the last time. It was the nurse who got the box of Kleenex for them. And it was the nurse who went through that with them. It was never the nurse who hastened death. It was the nurse who gave them a good death.
William Husel's lawsuit mirrors that argument, claiming Mount Carmel defamed him over appropriate end-of-life care. The hospital calls those allegations unfounded. Paige Flager, WOSU News.